Ryan Reese from Southern California. This is Live with Ryan Reese. Post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
Sean, it's been a minute since we've been in the studio, right?
It's been a minute, yeah. And I think someone messed with my chair. I think you're trying to be taller than me, dude, because I feel like I'm shorter on this side.
Well, I like being tall. Feels good for once in my life. You know, we've been doing a lot of shows, you and I, recently.
Yep.
We've been doing some pre-recorded stuff. This is not a pre-recorded show. This is a live show. We're going to be getting in here as much as possible. But, yeah, you know, it feels good to be online because we get to actually talk to the people directly on the phone. We've been talking to people through social media and talking through people through YouTube. We know when we go live on YouTube or Facebook, but It's different when you get the call and you get to hear the voice.
Yeah.
So I want to pick it up. I've been traveling a lot, you know, until this pandemic hit, but now we're in studio. So we're going to keep that live vibe going. Give us a call about anything.
Yep.
We're here to talk about faith. I'm not here to talk about politics. I'm here to talk about Jesus. You know, through a relationship with the King Jesus, politics will work out. You could just look at the Bible. You know, I heard Jeff Johnson. He's on the station. He's on K-Wave and he teaches, right? Mm-hmm. Calvary Chapel Downey.
Yeah.
It was cool because he was talking. He said, this is his quote. He said, "The Bible is a mirror. You read the Bible and you see what you look like. Mm. You see your life
And
you see what you need to change. It's a mirror." And that's what I want to talk about tonight, is about Jesus, the scriptures, and how it all applies to our life. And I do want to plug that show on Netflix. It's the Gospel of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John.
Yeah.
It's a good time. If you're quarantined chilling, dude, watch through it. I think each gospel is about 2 hours. Have you seen it with your kids?
I've seen some of it with the Matthew one. I think that one's a little longer, probably almost 3 hours, 2.5
hours. Oh, really?
Stuff, yeah.
Gospel of John, I believe, is like 2 hours. But you know what? It's another way to read the Bible.
Yeah.
They actually read it to you.
Verse by verse, basically.
Yeah. And then they just kind of show you a visual of it. Hey, any way you could get it, audio Bible, visual Bible, read the Bible, Bible study.
Yeah.
Dude, get it going.
People are, you know, you bring in so much information. Content's being eaten up like crazy right now. Like,
yeah,
you know, streaming ways. And it's so good. It's so important to make sure that you got good stuff going into your mind, into your heart, because the enemy is always going to want to bring confusion. And that's what he does to so many people's lives, whether they find themselves living in fear or they just get overloaded with information. They don't know which way is up, which way is down. And that's why God's word, as we talk about it so much, is so important for us. And there's so many opportunities, whether it is through, you know, going through things like that, even on Netflix, going through a whole Bible, a whole the gospel laid out for you. Obviously, there's so many good Bible apps out there that kind of break things down for you.
Yep.
Many different translations and great Bible teachers out there, too. And then you have time right now. So many people have time to really sit down and really allow God's word to go deep into your heart and prepare yourselves for what God has for you in the future.
And remember this, you got to get a Bible, a language that you can read.
Yeah.
A translation. Start there. And then, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you need to go read out of the King James or the New King James. Look, start slow, get a translation you could read and that you enjoy, and then later you could advance more to the King James if that's your vibe or whatever. I started the New Living Translation, and I look forward to reading the Bible, you know what I mean? But sometimes when I'm cross-referencing, I'll go to the New King James or even the King James Version just to kind of see like what words are in there that they use. But that's later. You know, if you're a new Christian and you're just getting the party started, get a New Living Translation and get it going. So, yeah. So let's do this. I'm going to give the number out one more time. I see calls coming in. 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. Let's take that first question, Sean.
All right. This question came in through our inbox, through social media the other day. And it's in reference to Matthew chapter 27, verses 21 to 23. And the question is this: how is an individual ever aware that they are truly in a relationship with the eternal and certain they're not just an inflated projection of what they want? I think this is what the question is. It basically is, how does somebody know when they really have a relationship with God, when they're really born again of the Holy Spirit? Or is it just like maybe a self-will that's taking place? Probably this is coming from a perspective of psychology a little bit, or, you know, people have like self-help kind of thing. So what makes it different? You know, sometimes people clean their lives up going through New Age things, or they're going through, you know, different false religions or whatever. But then when it comes to the Bible, how do we know that we have a true relationship with God? And it really comes down to what we know is being born again of the Holy Spirit and understanding what that means. It means that it's an amazing thing when God by His Spirit touches you and He enlightens you by the power of the Holy Spirit. There will be an overwhelming sense of love and a connection with God, where the Lord shows you the emptiness of life apart from Him and your need of a Savior. I was thinking about this in the book of Romans chapter 8, where it says, "For God did not receive, we did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." So there's your answer right there. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. It is, you know, one thing that people would ask me before is like, how did you stop doing drugs? How did you stop drinking? I'm like, that really wasn't my focus. Yes, I knew I needed to get sober, but it was something different when God got a hold of my life. God, by His Spirit, changed the desires of my heart. I looked at things differently all around me. And then also there was this assurity of God's love. And this is what Paul says here in the book of Romans, where it's like, Abba, Father, like there's this love connection with God. And when that starts happening in your life, it changes. And that's what you've heard the term, like you need a personal relationship with God. That's what it is. God desires that personal relationship with Him. And with a question that's like this, they're just saying like, well, how do I know that it's genuine and legit? You know, almost like I'm not tricking myself. There's some people that like live in condemnation sometimes with guilt and shame. And I think it's important to know that God's word is true. God's Spirit working through you will bear witness that God is doing a work in your life.
So I would ask this question, because like some people can, you know, they can clean up their life and change things in their life and think that they're born again or they have a relationship with God because they've changed certain things. I don't do drugs anymore, or I don't drink anymore, or whatever, their smoke cigarettes. I don't know, whatever their deal is. This is the deal. Are you empty? Or are you full? And when I say full, do you have peace in your life? Do you have joy in your life? Or do you have that emptiness? Because what the difference, this is how you know you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you have the Holy Spirit in and flowing through you, is Jesus says in John 7, you have that fresh bubbling spring inside of you. When He sends the Holy Spirit and He fills you, you have that joy in life. You could be in jail, like Christian DeSoy said. You know, he's like, I never felt so free in my life. And when I was in that cell and I gave my life to Jesus, everything changed because he got filled with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And there was that illumination of the Holy Spirit, that transformation of the Holy Spirit of the mind and the heart. Instantaneously, it happens. It's not that like you're just this transformed, but yeah, there is an immediate change in your life. And there's that joy in your life. And there's no way you'll know that joy and no way you'll have that eternal relationship with God and know that you have it until you actually get it. And how does it happen? You repent of your sins. You say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. And see, it's the thing. God doesn't want posers. Judas was a poser in the Bible. Judas talked the talk. You know, he was in the Bible studies. He read the scriptures that we know when they would read them to out loud and around him. He did all the church stuff. But yet, his heart was far from God. From the outside, people looked at him. The disciples didn't even know that he was the guy that was going to, not deceive, but the guy that was going to
betray the Lord.
Betray the Lord. Betray Jesus.
Yeah.
He looked from the outside totally like the guy that looked like he was a believer or a Christian. But his heart was far from him. He was doing all the right things externally, going to church, being right next to Jesus. He was one of the 12 disciples, but he was a total poser. His heart was never from God. So what he did externally is he did all the right things. He changed. He maybe, you know, if he was living today, he stopped watching pornography, or he stopped getting drunk, he stopped doing drugs, he stopped sleeping with girls, he stopped doing all these things, but yet his heart was far from God. And that's why it goes to that one scripture when Jesus says on Judgment Day, some are going to enter, trying to get into heaven, and he's going to say, get away. He's like, they're going to say, Jesus, we prophesied in your name. We did this, we did that, we did all this stuff. And he goes, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And the workers of iniquity, you guys continue to sin. Their hearts were far from God.
Yep.
But from the outside, they changed all these things in their life. They looked the part, mm-hmm. but they were total posers.
Yep.
So how do you know? There has to be a transformation, a heart transformation, a mind transformation. Mm-hmm. It's not about, I'm a good boy, I don't do this anymore, I don't do that anymore. There is Jesus says it. There's the flow of the Holy Spirit. It's a total transformation. When I gave my life to God, it wasn't like, oh, I got to get rid of this, this, and this. I was literally like, God, whatever you want to do in my life, what does that look like? And literally, he just started changing the thought process.
Mm-hmm.
My mind, like literally when it says he makes you a new creation of Christ, I quoted that verse so many times, because literally he makes you a new creation of Christ. He does that supernatural work inside of you.
Yeah.
And things change. Dude, I can't even tell you how many guys I know, or guys and girls, or people, should I say, that say that they're Christians, and they talk the Christianese, they talk the words,
mm-hmm.
and then you get text messages from them, and you get different things, and you're like, dude, this is total garbage right now, what you're texting right now.
Yeah.
This text right now totally shows me where your heart's at. And...
Well, that's the key, because that's what you said. There has to be a change. And when the work of the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
you know, there's going to be a conviction that takes place in your life. You're
conviction.
Not going to feel like at peace as you once did in your old life. Your old life isn't going to make sense anymore as far as where you gave all your time, whether it's listening to garbage or just doing stupid things. Like, you know, all of us fall short. All of us make mistakes in our lives.
Of course.
But for somebody to say that they're walking with God and they're continuing living a lifestyle that is contrary to what God's word says, you're deceiving yourself. You're not deceiving the Lord. That's what the Bible says. And there's no peace of God. Like you said, the peace of God is definitely... an example of what God does in our life, and it's the love of God that leads a man to repentance. Mm-hmm. And God's love, the Bible says, Jude says, keep yourself in the love of God. That's the sweet mm-hmm. spot. Allow God's love to just overflow you. It changes your perspective of everything around you. You'll make the right priorities, and it's not rules and regulations. It is just being obedient to the Holy Spirit working in your
life.
Jesus
says you'll know a tree by its fruit.
Yeah,
and what comes in, what comes out, it's our heart. I got guys that follow me on Instagram that they're like selling weed. They're obviously smoking weed and stuff, and they're quoting scriptures, and you know they're talking about God and all this stuff. But they're like weed heads. It's like,
yep, I've seen
bro,
it.
No, that's not. That doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there's clearly no conviction. There's no work of the Holy Spirit. Just saying Jesus forgive me my sins doesn't like save you. There has to be a true heart. Like, there has to be a repentance. You have to, like, go all in. There has to be a transformation.
Yeah.
You have to be illuminated by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, verses, I'm going to read the whole thing. Verse 16 says this. It says, this is the New Living Translation. It says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Let it lead your life, basically. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what your spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting against each other, so you are not free to carry out your own good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, you are not under the obligation of the law. You're not stuck to rules and regulations because you're led by the Holy Spirit. There's a leading of the Spirit because the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Ghost is in you. It's holy. So it doesn't want to do stuff that's not holy
mm-hmm.
because it's holy.
Yep.
But if you're doing stuff that's unholy, you don't have the Holy Ghost in you. So it says you're not bound to like rules and regulations. You're led by the Holy Ghost. Holy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts, and anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, enviousness, drunkenness, and wild parties, it says. It's just basically getting buck wild.
Mm-hmm.
And other sins like these, let us tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living these sort of lives will not inherit the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit produces these kinds of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their passions and desires of their sinful natures to his cross and crucified them. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited, provoke one another, or be jealous of one another. That's it. Yep. Simplicity.
Simplicity. And, you know, when you look at the Bible, you know, there's so many encouragement and exhortations to us in our lives that Paul wrote of his all of his epistles. And I love the book of Romans. That's one of my favorite. And in chapter 6, it talks about reckoning that old man to be dead, that we shall not continue in sin, that grace may abound. Like, just because the grace of God is over my life, it doesn't give me a license to continue a lifestyle of sin. I like what he says in that chapter where he says, just as you used to basically serve the world, now serve God. I mean, there's so many people that, you know, you think about like how you lived in your life before Christ, and man, you would fight. I've always said this. If it didn't matter if you were broke as a joke, if you wanted to get high, you would find a way to get high. You would find a way to get drunk or whatever. You would become like a 007 when you're trying to fulfill the desires of the flesh. But sometimes people come walking with God and they don't go all in. And the Bible says to reckon that old man to be dead and to serve God with your whole heart, with your whole passion, and God will change and transform your life in a powerful, powerful way.
100%. Okay, we're going to take this next one. We're going to go ahead and take Paige. Paige, how you doing?
What's up, Paige?
Hey, Ryan. I'm doing good. Happy to see you guys live again.
Yes, we are excited.
I know you've been very busy with those littles. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paige.
Boy.
Hey, yes, thank you. We got the whole tribe now. Hey, where are you calling from tonight?
So I'm calling from Texas.
Right on.
Long-time watcher. Been with you guys forever.
Awesome.
When I keep this really short.
Yeah.
And I want to try and word this very delicately in the culture we're in today.
Yeah.
And with so much going on in politics and this, that, and the other. Have you seen, and I have to be very careful with these things because a lot of my friends are watching and digging and mm-hmm. into all this kind of stuff and what's happening, what's being brought to the surface.
That's what this show's about, by the way. We're down to get it down our hands.
To be very careful, use discernment, go back to one of your shows where you talked about in the end days that even the elect will be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really have to find myself. Sometimes it just makes me sick. I have to step away. I have to go back to word. I have to go back to prayer. But the show, Out of Shadows.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Any thoughts?
Yes, I've seen it. Very interesting. You know, we've on this show, we've talked about we've done several shows on witchcraft and sorcery. I mean, we had Stephen Banchez on here. He mm-hmm. just wrote that whole New Age book. We've covered a lot of the occult stuff. It's Out of the Shadows. It's on YouTube. YouTube actually took it. If you just type in Out of the Shadows, it won't even come up anymore. So you have to type in Out of the Shadows channel now. And it was going up like a million views at least a day. It was just like growing until YouTube kind of like
tried to hide it.
When YouTube tries to hide something, yeah, you might want to kind of take it serious.
They took it down. They took it down and they had to get their own website. And actually Ted Nugent's wife, Shemaine Nugent, mm-hmm. here in Texas, she leads a lot of Bible studies.
Got it.
She interviewed them. And basically what I got out of it is that we're in major spiritual warfare.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. we're in that day where it's coming hard.
Yes.
And I think as I go back to what you said once before, discernment and stay in the word.
Yep.
And
exactly.
do not, because if not, I found myself going too far into that rabbit hole.
Yes.
And it's wicked and
yes.
it's dark and it's, It makes me, I get sick. I have to step away. So that was my question. Those were my thoughts.
I want to talk a little bit about it. So, yeah, I mean, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about, like, I mean, we've also talked about the deep web. We've talked about all this stuff before. This kind of stuff is, like, nothing new to the show if you've been following us for the last 4 years. And when I watched that film, what it's doing is it's a documentary, and it's done by a couple famous stuntmen that's worked with, like, Tom Cruise and all kinds of big actors and, you know, in Batman movies and all kinds of different things. So he's given his perspective of he got hurt and he's worked in Hollywood forever. He started at the bottom and he came up. He's given his perspective of after he got injured, some things came to his attention, why he had some downtime. He started doing some research, hearing things, and then doing his own research. And what he discovered is he put in film of what he saw. And basically, in a nutshell, without going into all this, you know, stuff, you know, people could watch it for themselves. But what he showed is he showed that the, you know, Satan involved in Hollywood and politics and I would say more like just in culture.
Yeah.
It's more of like in culture.
God, he gave his life to Christ.
Yeah. So it's more like when I watched that film, I didn't look at it like it was politics. I didn't look at it like it was Hollywood. I just looked like it was just they were exposing the enemy, Satan, in culture and how. And we've talked about this on the show too. We've said that Satan is revealing himself more than ever, and he's not even hiding anymore. So again, this is now a movie that's out that people could watch. And they're showing how, and this isn't conspiracy. This is like they're showing actual live footage of stuff that's happening. And okay, so now with that said, because I don't want to go down the rabbit hole or anything, or you know, anything like that.
No.
So going back to what you were saying, I love your perspective because that's how we believe here. What we believe is we look at the Bible, and the Bible is God's word, right, from Genesis to Revelations. So we read the Bible. Now, when I see stuff like that, I read the Bible, and then I look back at culture from Second Chronicles, King Manasseh's reign, which was they had witchcraft and all this stuff going on back then, to even in Egypt they had sorcery and magic and witchcraft and all that stuff that was happening even with the sorcerers that were with Pharaoh and Moses coming in. So none of this witchcraft or devil stuff is new by any means. What's going on is when you start reading through the scriptures and you're looking all the way at Revelations and what's going to happen in the end times, there's going to be the Antichrist. There's going to be the false prophet. They're going to do signs and wonders. There's going to be witchcraft and all kinds of crazy stuff, right? So everything, obviously, when you look at, without getting into like conspiracy theory, when you're just looking at the scriptures, because conspiracy theory or people that would be labeled that, or films that are on YouTube and stuff that are pointing, they're talking about one world government, one world control. Well, when you take that to the scriptures, the scripture talks about a one world government, the Antichrist, the false prophet. Like people that don't believe in the Bible, that believe in, that are called conspiracy theorists, and conspiracy theorists is like a broad term for many different groups of people. So I'm not talking about any particular person, but what I'm saying is the common thread is the elite, the one world order, world domination. When you look at what's going on in the Bible, there is going to be a one world order. No one will be able to buy or sell without a mark on their right hand or their forehead. There is going to be a one world leader. He's going to build a temple in Israel. You know, we just pre-recorded a radio show, actually two radio shows, talking exactly about this. I did it with my dad, Raul Reese, and with Sean, and those shows are going to be aired starting next week and the following week. So I would literally tune into those two shows because we go in depth and we talk about Out of the Shadow and we talk about all that stuff in depth for 2 hours.
Can't wait.
And I would suggest people go watch Out of the Shadows. I told my parents to go watch it today, and it really sheds light on what's really happening. And what's interesting about that show is that a lot of non-Christians are watching it and they're being awakened going, whoa, this is happening right in front of us. So thank you for calling. That is definitely a relevant subject that's going on right now.
Yeah, I just think the enemy knows his days are numbered and everything is coming out all at one time.
Oh, totally. The church is I hope to God the church at large is going to wake up, because the world is waking up. There is an awakening happening, and people are, and when I say awakening, people are coming awake going, whoa, like the enemy, the devil's real. So for me personally,
I love you guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I get excited. For me, I'm like a John the Baptist kind of guy. Like when I say that, I'm preaching the gospel. I want to see people get saved. That's what the disciples did. I get excited when I see the world getting crazy, because the harvest is ripe, but the workers are few. So thank you for calling, Paige. And we will, have you seen our new movie? The Whosoever's Killed the Noise movie, the new documentary.
Yes. I'm a huge supporter of you guys. Have been since day one. I mean,
awesome.
I started watching you, Ryan, when you would have, and I kind of miss it. I used to watch you guys. y'all were my church, for a long time on Friday night.
Oh, dude, wow. Well, they're still doing Friday nights. It's still happening. Live is still happening. All right. Hey, I love you. All right, Paige.
Love you. You guys take care. God bless.
All right. Take care.
Awesome. Dude, so cool. Well, I'm going to go ahead and plug. We have a few minutes left before the break. We got all kinds of questions coming in. First of all, here's the number to call us. 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. Go ahead and give us a call. We do have a new film out. It's the Whosoever's Kill the Noise documentary film. It's a radical revival video. Literally, it was only supposed to be a 3-minute piece, but our documentary guy came on the tour and he says, I'm going to turn it into a full film. We're praying for people. You're seeing people getting saved. We're praying for teachers. We're praying for government officials. They're getting healed. Their knees, their backs, their necks. Broken foot. You're seeing the gospel being preached. You're seeing signs and wonders following. Go to the whosoevers.com. You can watch the film. It will inspire you. You're looking at right now, everyone's just kind of posted up on quarantine vibes. Look, that was right before we got quarantined, like a week before. That was our last trip. God was moving powerfully. And when we come out of this quarantine, he's still moving. When we get out, it's going to get crazy again. I cannot wait to get out and in the streets and starting to preach the gospel again and praying for people and seeing people get healed and people just getting filled with the Spirit. It's going to be sick. Call in on the number 888-564-6173. I got Sean McKeon in studio, and my name is Ryan Reese. And go to the whosoevers.com and get it dialed. We got more calls coming in.
Yeah.
We have a couple minutes left. You know, I do want to encourage you guys, just piggybacking off what Paige said. You know, time is short. And when I say time is short, you know, I don't know when Jesus is coming. I want to rephrase this. Satan knows time is short. But, you know, a day is a thousand years to Jesus' time. I'm not saying that Jesus is coming tomorrow, the next day, in a month. Jesus says no one knows the day or the hour when he's going to come. But I know this. Revival is now. The harvest is ripe. People that are not Christians are looking for spirituality. Prayer is Googled like crazy right now. It's like one of the top things Googled right now. People are open to spirituality. We got to introduce them to the right spirituality. It's the eternal life. Jesus says God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever that would believe by faith, no posers, but believe by faith and repent of their sins would be forgiven and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Right now, where you're at in your car or at home or on your phone, just say it in your heart. Say, Jesus, forgive me my sins. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Come into my life and illuminate my mind with the Holy Spirit and show me who you are and lead and guide me. And open up the Bible. Start reading it. Download the Bible app. It's for free. Get the New Living Translation and start reading it at the beginning of the beginning of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and continue all the way through to Revelations. So get the party started, and you will see your life transformed.
You're seeing everything that's taking place in the world today. All it is doing is it is confirming the validity of the Word of God.
For sure. That's it. We're at break, and we will talk to you guys in 2 minutes. Peace.
More Live with Ryan Reese coming up.
Everything all right?
Sure. Call now, 1-888-564-6173. Or post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
I think I speak for the entire administration when I say whoop-de-doo.
Now, back to Live with Ryan Reese. Don't say what I
warn you. Loud noises! All right, I got Sean McKeon in studio, and we are giving out the number. We are live tonight. 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. All right, let's see. How do you want to do this, Sean? What do we got?
Let's go.
You want to go with where we go? How about New York? Let's take a call from New York. See what's up with Ellen from New York. Ellen.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. You guys, you're like the dynamic duo tonight. Unbelievable.
Right on. Where are you at in New York?
I'm up in the Catskills.
I don't know where that's at. Is that
Catskills?
Yeah, it's up in the mountains where Woodstock.
Okay.
Woodstock concert. I live 10 minutes away from the Woodstock concert. Oh,
wow. We know Woodstock. They have an incredible documentary on Netflix right now about that whole thing. So what's your question tonight?
Okay, so I have my husband and I run a bakery and cafe, and you know, I'm feeling such an urgency, like your last call, like there's such an urgency to get all this stuff out, you know, like in a short amount of time. You want to tell people, you want to witness, and I just want to know, like, what are some of the ways that you guys go out and do it in a very, like, you go out for ice cream, you're talking to people, like, is it just come naturally? Like, I always get kind of tongue-tied.
Totally. No,
I never know, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel like I don't want to be confronted, and, you know, it's just like, I get uncomfortable, and then you're like, you know, your face gets hot, and you start to stutter.
You're all nervous. Yeah.
No, it's very, it's very common. What you're experiencing is pretty much everyone. So I would say this, because I'm not going to tell you something that I wouldn't do. You know, we've talked about this on the show. Like, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit, and it's not every time you have a chance to share with people. So you just kind of pray. And then what I do, if I'm going to address people, or if I'm just kind of fishing, you know what I mean? Like, wherever I'm at, I'll just try and strike up conversation with people. Yeah. I could talk to somebody about their Vans that they're wearing, you know, they weren't their checkered Vans, or if it's a young person, you know, that I'm talking to, maybe someone that looks like a skater, or, like, you know, some kind of music, into music, I'll ask them what bands are into, or I just try to find common ground, and then you just kind of see where it goes from there. And then that can literally turn in, if they're open to talk, then, you know, then conversation happens, and then Jesus could come up, or your story, you know, you could, I've done that a lot. Instead of just talking about Jesus, I'll find common ground with them, and I'll see kind of where their head's at, what they're into. And, or I could even, like, read their clothes that they're wearing, or t-shirts. I can understand kind of what they're into, you know, if they're into weed, or if they're into, like, I don't know, whatever they're in. I could kind of read their cards, basically. And then from there, I can just maybe share my story, a little piece of my testimony, and that could lead into it. So it's just kind of finding common ground, and not every time you could share, you know.
Yeah, I think the main thing is, you know, showing that you're genuine, showing that you care, that you want to have a communication with them, because sometimes people get stuck in like a routine. Okay, if they say this, I'm gonna say that. If they say this, I'm gonna say that. Where I think you just have to have a natural communication with individuals. Just share the love of Christ, show the love of Christ, demonstrate the love of Christ, especially when you're in a place where in a workplace like this, you got customers that come through. Sometimes they can just, by your countenance, just the way that you speak to them, like, they can leave there saying, like, oh, those people are pretty cool. And then it might be down the road that God leads you into a place of communicating more clearly of the gospel. And then other times, like Ryan says, maybe it's, you know, right there at that particular moment. Never put yourself in a box, though.
But she said that she has they have a bakery or like a sandwich store or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that's even better, because you're always there. And you develop the relationships. So that's different than what I address. I'm talking about when you're just walking through the streets and you're trying to have these quick conversations. It comes through relationships and being cool. And then they'll start conversation with you, and you're fishing. They're coming into your pond all the time. So You know, and God will lead you when to, you know, talk to different people and just start conversations. That's the bottom line. If they know that you care and you could, you know, conversations will happen.
I have Bibles at the shop, and, and I know that, like, there's been people that have had some really tough times. Like, this guy lost his dad this year, and I gave him a Bible. And I was like, listen, sometimes, you know, you're not going to know what to feel and what to say and what to do, and this can maybe help you out.
Totally.
You know? And, you know, I've done it a couple of times, and I always seem to have one, you know, at the right time I can use that as my tool.
Well, you already got it, though, and that's it. There's just different kinds of conditions how you fish. Like when you go deep sea fishing, there's a certain way. When you go fly fishing, you know, you're a fisherman, fisherwoman, so we're fishing in different conditions. And you seem to have it right there. And you know what the Bible says, you know, one finds the Lord, it's like all the angels in heaven rejoice. So, you know, it's not about the numbers. It's it's people, heaven goes off. So you got it covered. You got it going.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to let you know, months ago, I sent you a package of coloring books for your daughter and your son. Because we have these coloring books that we were doing, like this Ween the Screen
thing
for all these kids. So I gave them to Raina. Is that her name, Raina?
Oh, that's K-Wave. That's here. Oh. Okay, I'll ask her.
K-Wave.
She's listening to the show right now anyway.
K-Wave.
Raina, yeah. I'll talk to Raina after.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Yeah.
My kids will love, my daughters will literally love coloring. They color, they actually colored on my couch.
Oh, yeah. That's happened to me.
They love coloring so much. Okay, well, hey, we're going to grab some more calls. Thank you for your call, okay?
Okay, thanks,
Alan. Man.
Thanks for the coloring books. I'll get on it.
All right, take care.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, dude, my kid's permanent marker.
Oh, my kids.
Black.
My kids have destroyed multiple things in my house. One day they had all these coloring things that they made, and it was pretty awesome, and then they glued all the papers to my wall, like 20 of them.
Okay. I'm trying to drop this call. There we go. Cool. We got that going.
If you're tuning in right now, we are live here in studio, myself and Ryan Reese. If you want to call in, we still have some time. 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173.
Okay, cool. So you gave out the number. We're going to go ahead and grab this one. We're going to talk to Freddie in Hacienda Heights. What up, Freddie? How you doing?
What's up, Freddie?
Hey, what up, Ryan? How's it going? How's it going, Sean?
Chilling, man.
Good. What's good?
Man, going through a big trial. I know I spoke to Sean the other day.
Yeah.
Regarding pornography, straight up, I lived the same life you did, brother.
Yeah.
My dad was an alcoholic, beat my mom, molested as a young child. Sorry, I get really emotional on this.
Mm-hmm.
Been battling porn from a young age.
Yep.
Use girls and, you know, sexually drop them, beer one night, one gun one night, you know, party with the undergrounds like you did. Mm-hmm. Actually DJed in Compton. But long story short, this pornography addiction surfaced in my marriage, my current marriage.
Right.
I was hiding it, and, you know, one day that fantasy just led to me looking for a company and a prostitution.
Yep.
I actually went to the hotel. I met up with her. When I got in the room, there was a guy. He took my money, and I left. I got on my bike and took off. As I was riding, I was damning God from here to God knows where. Got off the freeway and arrested right then on the spot by PD. You know, I went through everything. They questioned me. They arrested me. When I was in jail, all I could think of is, how am I going to lie to my wife?
Yeah.
What am I going to tell my wife?
Mm-hmm.
Not even asking the Lord to forgive me for what I've done. So then, you know, I came out and I lied to my wife, and I felt like God's like, okay, you're going to lie again? So, you know, they published my arrest sheet with a prostitute on Instagram for the world to see.
Mm-hmm.
So another story, you know, my wife left. She left for the weekend. And I've been following you from when this all happened. I started watching your show, Ryan Live, you know, I Am Second.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you and me have the same path, a little bit different, but kind of the same.
Yeah.
The other day, I stood here in my room by myself, and I called out to Jesus, and I said, Lord, show yourself to me,
mm-hmm.
because I need you. and I'm sorry for all of my sins with pure heart, Brian. And, you know, I looked, I'm like, are you going to show yourself? You're going to give me a sign? You're going to blow some air? What? Mm-hmm. Nothing. I'm like, okay, I got it. I come into the room and, you know, now the devil's after me now. I'm like, my mind's thinking, you know, kick the computer, go on porn. She's not going to know. I'll be okay. I, you know, Ryan's show comes up on Friday night, on Friday on Realize. I'm listening to, you know, the gentleman playing the guitar. And he said something before the last song, before Sean started talking, about being home alone with God. This is the time to spend with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And everybody says it, but this is the time. And the way he said it was my confirmation from the Lord that here I am.
Yep.
You know, this is the time. And I'm telling you, ever since then, I've been at peace.
Yep.
And my heart's been pure. But like you guys were saying, I have to find my first love, which is Jesus.
Yep.
Until I find him and I love him completely, I can't battle for my wife and my kids until I'm rooted with the Lord. I pick up, you know, I put on my shield and pick up my sword and fight.
Okay, so check this out. Check it out. You are in the right place, and this is what we talked about at the beginning of the show. We talked about how we got to ask for forgiveness. We got to repent of our sins, and then God will show up and he'll intervene. You're going through the scriptures. You're watching the Bible studies. You're digging in. That's his voice. When you read the scriptures and you're praying and all that, you're talking to him with prayer. But then when you're reading the scriptures, he's talking to you. And what God will do is you got to get that first love, as in, you know, for people that don't know what the first love is, you got to give your life to Jesus Christ and fall in love with him. And then what he does is he does the transformation. He does the cleanup process, and he starts putting the pieces of the puzzle together, and you start seeing that new life that he created you for. He's got you right where he wants you. He's in the details. We reap what we sow, but the good things, what reap what you sow, is when you sow the fruits of the Spirit, the good life, you reap the things of the good life. So yes, you've reaped from the bad things, but now you're starting to reap the good things. And God will be faithful. He will continue to do that. I'm going to pray for you. Freddie, Lord Jesus, I pray for Freddie. God, I ask that you just reach down from heaven and you touch him right now, and that you just fill him with the Holy Spirit. Release the torrents of living water, God. Let him tangibly encounter your Holy Spirit falling upon him and filling him and overflowing him. Release peace. Release joy. Heal him from the porn. God, heal his heart. Lord, I pray that you heal everything that was destroyed mentally and physically when he got molested at a young age. All the damage, pornography is done. Lord, I pray that you supernaturally just heal him and touch him, God. Make the old things in his life pass away and make him a brand new creation in Christ. Lord, use him for your glory. I pray for his marriage, that you bring his marriage together. Lord, I pray for all the stuff that has happened from the cops and, you know, all the things that are attached to him, God, that one day after another, things will just start getting knocked off of his, you know, with whatever programs he has to do, you know, with money he has to pay, God, that he will do his time, but God, that you will bring him out of that, and that will just be a thing of the past that he will never have to look back at, because you don't look at our sins. You bury him into the deepest part of the ocean, and you never bring him up again. So let him walk in that new spirit-led life, that new creation in Christ, and let him hear your voice as he reads the scriptures. I love you, Freddie. Thank you for calling in. Keep going for it. Don't stop, okay?
I hope there's one day we can meet and have a conversation, brother. I love you guys, and thank you.
We will meet one day. I'm going to start teaching again soon, and we'll meet again, or we will meet one day. I guarantee you that, brother.
All right, Freddie. Take care, man.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
All right,
peace, man.
Peace.
You know what? That's what's up. God just touching people's lives and doing his thing, doing what he does. So I'm going to go ahead and just grab this call. I don't know what's going on with my thing. We're going to just say what's up. John wants to say what's up to Ryan. What up, John? What's cracking?
This is John Aragon. I know you know me from a long time ago at Calvary Chapel in West Covina. I was a Boy Scout, and I'd be in the back riding my skateboard or whatever I did then.
Right on. So what's good?
I know you. But I used to know Josh Fazzarella a lot.
Okay.
So I just want to say what's up, brother. How you been? How you doing? All the good stuff.
We're doing good, man. Just taking calls and trying to encourage people tonight on this Saturday night.
Trust in Jesus, brother. That's all I know. I've gone a hard road myself, but I'm in him now.
There it is,
He's holding me up, so I'm just praying for you and your family and congratulations with the new kid.
Thank you very much, John. I hope to see you one day soon. I just wanted to grab this call because you wanted to say what up, man. Good to hear from you, and we will we'll catch up soon. All right, brother.
All right, Ryan. God bless.
All right, peace.
Bye. Take care.
All right, let's see. Let's grab this one right here. Here we go. We got Cleveland in the house. Janine from Cleveland.
Hi.
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
So what's up? What's your question tonight?
So my question for you guys. Yeah. I'm working hard in Cleveland right now to try and bring the whosoever to Cleveland Public Schools.
Right on. Let's do it.
I'm trying to attract, you know, people to you. And what's the best way to grow a following right now?
Okay, so
before we bring you out.
Check it out. This is what we say. It's not about a movement. It's not about a following. What it's about is God opening doors. That's what happens. So all you need to do is I would pray. Fast, if you're not into fasting, try that, because God just breaks through. He opens doors, and God will literally bring people into your life, and you know when it's God, and it's all about the timing of God. We can't force nothing. He knows your heart. He knows that you want to reach Cleveland. He knows that we'll go to Cleveland. So, you know what I mean? So he already knows. He knows what's up, but we pray and we talk to him and we ask him to open doors. And when he opens doors, they open and you won't even believe how quick. Oh, I think we lost her. Her phone hung up. So.
I think is legit for all of them, Ryan. You know, having that vision for their community, praying over. That's how great revivals have taken place in times past. It was sometimes I hear like in Moody's like revival sometimes. Mm-hmm. There was like a couple older ladies that like their mission was just praying and interceding and praying for that city, praying for that community. And God can open up amazing, amazing doors for sure.
I just realized I've been taking the calls.
Sorry. No, you're doing good. You're doing good. You're all excited. Yeah, back.
Go for it. I'm going to let you we're going to wait for these calls to come back in because all the phone lines, they dropped for some reason. You know what you were saying? That I saw that. Remember my dad played that video for us recently? It was that old dude. I don't even know who he is.
Which one?
Some guy. And they were talking about how this revival started, and it was these two older ladies. One was blind, and the other one couldn't walk. Like, they couldn't even go to church. One couldn't walk anymore because she was so old, and the other one was blind.
It might have been the Moody. I mean, I've heard the same story with Moody.
But they were praying like crazy, and a revival started. It's this new YouTube video that's been circulating and through Instagram and whatever. But, yeah, it's through prayer, and doors open. That's just the bottom line. God is he's the one that has the keys, right?
You know what?
Every door.
What I wanted to say, Ryan, just with all these calls that have been coming in already, I think it's cool to kind of see that perspective of everything. It's funny, like we're talking about, somebody asked a question about the out of the shadows thing. Like, yeah, dude, you need to be discerning in the days we're living. We're dealing with spiritual warfare all around us. And that's basically what that kind of like was talking about. Like, there is a battle. You know, we can get so confused. We can get so angry. There are so many things that are so divisive in our world today when you talk about politics and different things. But the reality behind all of it, there is spiritual warfare.
Yep.
And the enemy is trying to confuse. There's no doubt about it. The things that are taking place in our world today is lining up just as the Bible has said. And so that being the case, we need to be living with an excitement, with a passion, with vision, with a purpose of everything that we do in our lives right now, because time is short. And everything that's taking place right now in Southern California, our day-to-day life has changed. But it doesn't mean that we should be bummed out and not doing anything. We need to be focused in prayer like never before, praying what we're going to do out of this time that's taking place right now, and continue having vision for your communities like was just being asked about. And the same thing, the spiritual battles are going to be there. As Freddie just called in talking about pornography and the battle, like, yes, the enemy is going to want to, especially during this time, you got nothing to do and to get all, you know, locked up with all the technology all around you. But you got to make a decision. What am I going to do?
All right. I think do we have Cleveland on that line? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello. Cool.
So where we cut off, we just said pray.
My phone just hung up. I don't know what happened.
It's all
yeah,
good.
All the phone lines dropped here, so don't worry. So listen, just pray and ask God to open doors, because when he opens the doors, it's going to be a supernatural work. And when I say that, you're not going to be able to put your hand on it. You're going to just be like, whoa. this school open up, this school, financing, everything that's going to be needed will be provided, because that's what God does. He makes it so easy. So, and it's all about God's timing. It's all about God's timing. You want to be right. You don't want to do something and say, God bless it. You want to be like, God, where are you blessing? Where do you want me to go? And then he will provide. So we don't want to get ahead of him. That's just being in step with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I agree. I also had my first I Am Second call today, Bible study, and that went amazing.
Sick. Awesome.
Yeah, it went amazing. So you guys did so much for me in the last 4 years, where there's just not a lot. We don't have the cool Christians, you know. Cleveland is just desert for Christianity. It really is.
Well, we need to go there.
All the Catholic churches are empty, and you have a few small, well, large churches that are doing stuff, but they're, I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm glad.
I just want to bring something different.
It's just it's cool because you identify with. I think if you're the girl I'm thinking of that's on Instagram, what's your Instagram name?
Janine, One Cleveland.
I can't remember. I know some other people out from Cleveland. But anyway, look, this is the bottom line. You're seeing what we're doing and you're identifying with how we're reaching the culture, and that's attractive to you, and you want to be.
Because you're doing such a great job with the youth. I mean,
it's awesome. And that's awesome because that's the way that the church works at large, is that some people, like my wife, she loves Samaritan's Purse. She loves like what they do with Franklin Graham and Billy Graham. You know what I mean? Like, there's all these different ministries out there that do different stuff. Some go to the jail, some go to the prison, some go to the high schools, some, you know. It's just, there's all these different things, but that's awesome that you're identifying with the movement, how we're reaching the youth. You have a heart for them, and we will come and we will work with you in those schools. So pray, stay in contact with us, and we're going to get it going, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Love you. Take it easy.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
I truly believe, like, when it comes to, you know, those opportunities, I think there's going to be so many opportunities coming out of this stage that's taking place in our nation. Our nation needs a revival. Our nation is primed for a revival right now, so we'll be praying for you for sure.
Remission of sins. Okay, so we have two calls. We have, like, 3 minutes. Okay, hit Bianca quick.
Yep. Go ahead.
Bianca. Yo, Bianca, get on the line, yo. I'm clicking.
I can just answer.
Oh, there we go.
Bianca.
Can you hear me?
Yes. We just have a few minutes. This is Sean McKeon. What's your question?
Okay, so, I'll make it quick. So first, just want to say real quick, God bless you guys. And it's a blessing to guys have you guys do what you do, Ryan.
Thank you.
I have a very similar testimony. From what I came out of and stuff, and it's just a blessing the way God loves us and His grace is just so awesome. But anyway, so what I'm finding an issue with right now, being under quarantine, is that I'm actually having, like, I serve in the church and I do a lot of discipleship, and I'm not able to, like, really serve and disciple right now, and it's kind of like it's causing me to feel drifted. I'm also having an issue being fed by my church, and because, of course, they're being online, and I'm not really, I'm seeking all kinds of other stuff, but it's just like that fellowship, that community is serving in my church and discipling.
Bianca,
we have 2 minutes left, but listen, I want to have you end this. We did a whole show literally about drifting and exactly what you're going through right now. I don't remember the name of it, but email us at info@thewhosoevers.com and tell us that you're looking for the show on drifting, and we're going to send it to you. You need to watch it. We did an hour on it. It's important. There's a lot of people going through it. I got in a little situation myself where, not that I backslid, but I felt like I was drifting because I was in the same situation as you. But we want to definitely get that to you. So can you email us that email us, and we're going to send you the show?
Yeah, for sure.
Because we only have a couple seconds left. Huh?
Info@whosoever?
Yeah, or just go to thewhosoevers.com.
Okay.
Go to thewhosoevers.com, and we will send you that show for you to watch. I have 1 minute left. So I love you.
Right,
Bianca, thank you for calling.
Love you too, man. Love you, Sean.
All right, you take care.
We did a great show for you. You're gonna love it. All right, so we have 1 minute left. I do want to plug the Whosoever's film. Go to the whosoever's.com. It's a radical revival video. It's on Mark 16, Preach the Gospel, Signs and Wonders Follow. You're going to see people getting saved, people getting healed. You're going to see people getting filled with the Holy Spirit. We actually have it with Spanish translations now also. So for the Hispanic community, and then you have the English community. It's on the whosoever's.com. You could download our app, all the past radio shows. We got products that support the movement. Right now we are doing a global initiative with the film to get it out worldwide. That's what we're doing during quarantine. This film is a discipleship film to disciple you, get you lit on fire and ready for revival as soon as this quarantine's up. It's epic. Thank you guys for tuning in.
See
you next week. Sean
McKeon. Peace.
Peace.
This has been Live with Ryan Reese. To connect or find out more about Ryan, click on ryan-reese.com. Check us out next Saturday at 9 p.m. for Live with Ryan Reese.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.